how does the Broward Sheriff's draft report differ from the Sun Sentinel's own investigation?
There are a lot of details that, you know, we couldn't get through public records requests or things that they wouldn't release due to the nature of the ongoing investigation. But some of the things that really stuck out to us was just the sheriff's office's own criticism of itself about how it didn't take control of the scene, really command the scene after the shooting took place and after there were more than 2,000 law enforcement officers from state, local, and federal agencies that really descended on the airport to help out.
And what would you say most surprised you about their initial report?
Some of the frankness that it went in with its evaluation of itself in terms of criticizing some of its own, you know, deputies and officials for not really being organized, not training and preparing for an event like this. And also, I think the criticism that it weighed on other agencies, including the Broward County Aviation Department. The report also says that the aviation department did not immediately understand, you know, its role in this to help the Broward Sheriff's Office. Also, another one which airport officials strongly pushed back against on Monday was the fact that the report said that decision makers must understand the priorities of life versus the business mindset of revenue loss. Pretty much suggesting that airport officials, when they didn't close the Terminal 2 after the shooting, immediately closed it after the shooting, that they were maybe more focused on the business decision of that than trying to, you know, shut down the scene and allow law enforcement officers to establish the crime scene and kind of slow things down and try to get witness statements and everything else. So those were some of the real, you know, strong criticisms that it had, and there were others that were levied in this report.
What does this review tell us about all those false reports of gunshots coming from multiple sources, including law officers?
Yeah, well, this really backed up what our reporting had found. There was a U.S. Customs officer who, about 90 minutes after the suspected gunman Esteban Santiago was taken into custody, this customs officer believed to have heard gunshots and was asking paramedics, and you know, that word got around over the radios that someone had possibly had heard gunshots. Well, what started as, you know, a customs officer possibly hearing gunshots then got distributed over radio communications as customs officer reporting shots fired, which really put officers on edge. And then as word spread and people started running or sounds from people running, it really heightened a lot of people's panic and concern, which you had officers in multiple terminals and parking garages reporting that they had heard gunshots, and that caused, you know, people to panic and run out into the tarmacs.
The report also found problems with the radio operations system itself, correct?
Yes. One of the things that the report mentions was the number of users on this radio system went from 1,800 to over 3,000. And what happened was the radio communication kind of buckled under that strain of adding so many users. So that was really something that that came out in this report that we had not known before, was just the fact that there were issues with the radios, and that may have contributed to some of these false reports of gunshots. Another interesting point was there was one detail in the report of county buses. Bus drivers had logged onto the system later in the afternoon after the shooting for their regular duties, and adding these additional users to the system of people who would normally use it on a day like this, but in the context of this event, that also crashed the system or added strain to it.
Since the January shooting, has the Sheriff Department changed anything about their protocol or training?
Well, what they've done, is, I think, as part of this ongoing draft review process, is they've met with a lot of leaders from different agencies in the area and outside in terms of trying to kind of find out best opportunities to improve upon something like this happening. And, you know, they've had meetings in March and April and discussions in New York, as well as just even in Miami, where they were meeting with officials to talk about, you know, threats at airports across the world or potential threats at airports just in South Florida and in the area, as well as just trying to find out, you know, the best way that they can move forward with the Broward County Aviation Department on preparing for an event like this, specifically at the Fort Lauderdale Airport.
This is a draft review, so we're expecting another report coming from BSO?
Yes, there should be a finalized version of this report. Agency spokeswoman has not said when that report will be released. So we still don't know. One thing about this report, when we received it, you know, there were very few redactions. So we don't really have a clear indication of what could still be worked on or what may change. But that's obviously something that we will track once the final report is released to see what information maybe was added, removed, changed from this original draft.
So more to come, and we'll stay on top of that. Thank you, Stephen, for your time today.
Thank you, Bridget.